Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Commercial Corner, our official Patreon-only podcast. We're behind a paywall. Your boy, Paywall Patrick M. Dunn here, and I'm joined here, as always, by Cashy Cat Caught Halstead, the author.
What? What is happening?
Cash money. I don't know. We can do whatever we want, because nobody's paying to listen to this, except for Heather, as of the recording. Thank you, Heather. We appreciate you.
We love you, Heather.
Yes, so we're doing Commercial Corner today. This is where we talk about the history of commercials, the history of advertising, as you would say, as they say in the biz. Yeah, so we go through old commercials, we talk about them, we kind of describe our feelings, our experiences with these commercials, maybe the product, maybe celebrities who endorsed the product, who knows?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the commercial, on the product, on whatever is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're behind a paywall, so we can say whatever we want. We can talk about Dream Man. Maybe we can reveal his identity. No one will ever know.
How about no?
We could talk about celebrities, whose celebrities that we think are smashing.
I'm pretty sure we talk about that on the regular podcast.
That is true. But you know what?
I'm like...
This is also where we can reveal that joining the show soon will be Emilio Estevez. Estevez?
Why can you not pronounce this correctly? It's not that difficult.
How do you say Emilio Estevez?
Yes.
Estevez. Okay. What did I say? Estevez. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Emilio. I guess
you
we won't
do this
be...
like all the. It's you know what it is. It's this weird thing you've started in the last few years where you overly pronounce certain words because you're trying to sound cool.
Like what? Give me four examples. Give me some examples.
Woman.
Woman, like
podcast.
Right hand woman, is that what you mean? And podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. All that weird stuff you've been doing, like, because you like, I think it sounds cool. I'm like, no, it sounds stupid.
I never said it sounded cool. When did I say it sounded cool? I know it's cool. I didn't say it sounded cool.
Okay, first of all, it's not.
Whoa. The truth comes out here in Commercial Corner.
It's not. We talked about this back in April.
Maybe I'll be wearing the gloves. Maybe we'll be wearing the boxing gloves today. We'll have a celebrity boxing match. We got Punchy Patrick Dunn against... Killer Cat Halstead over there. Who would win? Who would win in this fight?
Patrick, we all know the answer. You would be terrified of me. So I would win.
And run away.
Yeah.
And run away screaming. Because, like,
You know, I'm super mean and evil.
You're like the sisters, the Hallowell sisters. Not the Hallowell sisters. What are the names? The Sanders sisters.
Oh my gosh. The worst part is, like, I knew exactly who you were talking about, even though you messed up the name.
I got witches right? At least I got a family of witches.
Yes.
Which witch is which? That's what you'll find out here in the pod. All right. Commercial Corner. This is our Patreon-only product. We're here delivering it to you. We thank you for at least giving us $3. Is that the...
I'll be honest. I don't know at this point. I think so.
That's where you get all episodes of Commercial Corner and our pure voices, our pure fun voices delivered to you every couple of weeks. Blessing you. Blessing your earbuds. How about we'll say that? Blessing your earbuds.
Okay.
Enough of this.
Enough of this map.
What commercial? What ad? What famous television ad? This is a piece of work. This is a piece of art. We got to call it an ad, not just a commercial.
Do you hear this? Hold on. I got to wait for the landline to stop ringing.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Because...
Your landline talks to you?
Apparently, yes. It says he's calling. It's John's grandpa's line. I don't touch it.
That's some wild Jetsons shit that you got right there. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Mr. J. Uncle Chuck is calling you. Beep, beep, beep.
Okay, we're done now. It's done now.
All right. What famous piece of advertising? Very illustrious, very, very, luxurious? Did I say that? Did you already say that?
Luxurious? Okay. We are going back to our childhood, as we do 95% of the time.
Yeah.
To what I can only believe was the epitome of class and culture. For old white men driving around the countryside.
Driving around in their Rolls Royces, and when they meet up with each other.
Yes.
They ask a very important question to their neighbor. What is that question, Cat Halstead, the author?
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Oh, you've got pas de moi. Pas de moi. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Yes. We are dipping into the world of the famous whole grain mustard and Dijon mustard, which originated in Dijon, France. Did you know that? Did you know that Dijon mustard came from
Yes.
Dijon, France? Who knew?
I kind of had a guess considering it is named after the area of Dijon.
Yes, so Dijon mustard in a.
Just like the wines are named after the area they're from.
Ooh, like bear.
A Bordeaux comes from Bordeaux. You're not going to get that, somewhere
What about
else.
Barefoot Wine or Sutter Home?
Oh my God.
So Dijon mustard. You want a little mustard corner? A little mustard history? History of the must?
Yeah, let's get some mustard history.
Ooh, yes. Break out the bread and a hot dog, maybe. Break out the buns. Get ready to get lathered up with some mustard history, because Dijon mustard, it originated in 1856, way back when, way, way, way back when Jean Naigeon, I think that's like Naigeon of Dijon, substituted verjuice, yes, verjuice, the acidic green juice of not quite ripe grapes, for vinegar in the traditional mustard recipe. So he was like, whoa, what is this? What is this very fancy looking condiment that I've created here? Autumn, like, voila, all of a sudden, voila, he had Dijon mustard. And I guess he didn't know what to call it. So he just looked at, I don't know, maybe it was a sign that said, like, enter in Dijon. He's like, oh, I'll call it Dijon mustard. And here we are today.
Oh my goodness.
Here we are today. Just, it's the Cadillac of condiments, would you say?
Obviously.
All right. It's a Grey Poupon. It's fancy. It's fancy as fuck. It's very, I don't know. Isn't it expensive? It doesn't cost like serious coin to get a
Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me pull up the Walmart app.
Walmart sells this shit. Walmart sells Grey Poupon.
Oh my God.
I feel like you could go to like Whole Foods for this shit.
For an 8 ounce jar of Grey Poupon Dijon mustard, how much do you think it costs?
8 ounces. So that's like a little bit less than a soda can, right? A soda can's like 12 ounces.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say $6.99. Oh, it's Walmart. $6.97. $6.97.
You would be wrong.
Okay, higher or lower? Higher or lower?
It is lower.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Shocker! Shocker! $4.98. $4.98.
Lower.
What? This stuff is for the peasants? Why did I think like Grey Poupon was like fancy and only rich men had him?
Because of this commercial.
All right, 298. 298 is my final answer.
You're actually quite close. The actual price at Walmart as of this recording for a 8 ounce jar of Grey Poupon Dijon mustard is
I find
$2.82.
that hard to believe. I mean, I guess 8 ounces is not a lot though, right? For mustard.
Yeah.
Like how much is French's like yellow, like a squeeze bottle?
Okay.
Let's have a comparison.
I was pulling that up as you asked. Okay. For the 8 ounce French's classic yellow mustard, no artificial colors, it is $1.38 for 8 ounces.
Okay, 8 ounces. Is that's not the size of the traditional bottle though, right?
No, the traditional waffle or bottle waffle. Why did I say
Ooh.
waffle?
Cat's got breakfast on the mind today.
For a 12 ounce French's Dijon mustard squeeze bottle, Chardonnay mustard, it is $2.24.
Okay. Is Chardonnay mustard different than regular yellow mustard? Is that like a new brand?
It's the Dijon
Oh.
style.
Ooh. I don't think I've ever. You know what? I don't think I've ever had Grey Poupon. I'm just gonna throw this out there. Have you ever actually bought a
Really?
bottle of it and like smeared it on your toast or something?
What?
On your crackers?
How? What?
What?
Do you smear mustard on just like a plain piece of toast? On just a cracker?
I mean, Dijon mustard, I guess you would, right? I don't know. What do you put Dijon mustard on?
Put it on like your sandwich or your frankfurter,
Talking about weird pronunciations.
or you use it to make a salad dressing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. A nice hot salad. Have yourself a nice little sexy salad in SS. I don't know. Like, when I said like toast, I mean like rich people toast, like those little tiny, like bread shaped crackers, those hard bread shaped
You
crackers.
mean that they use for caviar?
Yeah, what's that called? Toast? That's called toast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I was picturing you with like the Wonder Bread slathering on like French's yellow mustard fresh out of the toaster, and I'm like, dude.
I take my Sunbeam, my like super white Sunbeam bread. pop it in the toaster for 30 seconds. It's burnt to a crisp. I'm like scraping off the toaster leavings to get all those burn marks off. Just gotta give it some flavor with some Dijon mustard. Yeah, I've never actually went to the store. Never in my life. Never in my young 38 years of living here on this planet. Walked into a Walmart or a Whole Foods or whatever. Sought out purposely a bottle of Grey Poupon. Put it in my cart. Checked out, maybe had a coupon or two, went home, and smeared it on my toast. Never done it.
Wow.
I know all about it. Like, do you regularly buy Grey Poupon? Is this like a Cat Austin staple?
No, not regularly.
Like, do you have a bottle of it in your fridge right now? An 8-ouncer?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
When's the last time Cat signed into the Walmart app and bought some Grey Poupon?
Like, would you say bought, like, put in their cart or, like, actually fulfilled the purchase? Because I totally just put it in my cart.
Fulfilled the purchase.
A few months ago.
Oh, okay. What were you making? A nice hot salad dressing?
No, I don't remember. I think the boyfriend wanted Dijon mustard, so I got some Grey Poupon.
You just knew Grey Poupon. It was, like, close to your heart.
Yeah.
You just thought of a rich old British man driving around the countryside in his Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Pulling up to another Rolls Royce and being like, pardon moi, do you have any Grey Poupon? Now with wine? Made with wine?
I mean,
oh, I love it.
Okay, so like, when I was a kid, I basically imagined this is what rich old white guys did all day.
Right around the countryside.
Like, this is what, like, Mr. Drummond was doing when he wasn't picking up Arnold and Willis.
Oh, you think on his way to go pick up Arnold and Willis, he was, like, stopping all the other Rolls Royces, asking them for Grey Poupon because he had to make his kids lunch?
Obviously.
He's like, we lost Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Garrett went to Peekskill. Went to Peekskill, so, you know, I gotta make the lunches now. So, I forgot to go to the grocery store. I haven't been to a grocery store in 30 years. I don't remember what that's like. So do you have any Grey Poupon? And the guy's like, oh yeah, of course. I mean, that's what us rich old white men do. We just drive around with fucking condiments. What else do we have to do?
Well, I mean, I love that he's like in his car. This old dude is in his car, just driving around. He's got like this fancy meal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's got like a,
like,
he's got like a,
it's like the, it's like a nice big tray with like fancy food. It's still hot, so they, like, there are so many things in this that, like, I wouldn't question as, like, a 5-year-old seeing this, but now I'm like, wait a minute.
I know.
Hold up. This is not, like, something you just picked up at the drive-thru.
I know. It's like one of Hyacinth Bucket's Candlelight Suppers is in the car.
It's like,
it's got the silver tray, the little silver kettle.
Yeah.
The little, like, fancy knives. The, like, the ice cream spoon fork thing. Like, he's got everything in there. It's all laid out. He's wearing the white gloves, like the. He's got a butler in there with him, buttling. He's got a driver.
So he's got like this nice tray with fancy foods, but oh no, he doesn't have the Grey Poupon. Thank God, the chauffeur keeps a jar in the glove compartment.
Yeah, right next to the registration and the manual and like a map, like an old timey map, like a fold out map.
Don't worry, I've got a jar of Grey Poupon.
You know, it's like the emergency like first aid kit. It's got like Band-Aids, little like rubbing alcohol, maybe like that burn cream, and then Grey Poupon. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you're like, you find yourself at a picnic and you forgot the condiments or something. It's all right. The driver, fancy driver,
mm-hmm.
just pulls down the glove box. There it is. There's like this bright lights behind it and smoke.
Obviously.
I have a question for you. I have a hot question for you. This is like a legitimate question. Where do you think our boy was driving to?
Probably to a fancy board meeting to deal with the likes of an Alexis Carrington.
They were working on a land deal. There's like a hot land deal going down. They're going to acquire some land and just some like shitty, crappy, low cost plot. And then they were going to like rise the land value. Is that the word I'm looking for? I was struggling.
You're struggling a lot here, hon.
A lot? What do you mean?
You're gonna read.
Can't say Emilio Estevez's name properly.
No, you certainly could not.
All right. You want to play the Grey Poupon ingredients game?
How is that a game?
Besides water, vinegar, mustard seed, salt, and white wine, can you name one of the 6 other ingredients.
What did you give me?
Put your phone down. I can see you typing away.
Just
take a guess.
There's got to be some sugar.
All right, you got it. You got one of the 6. What usually goes with sugar, and it's twice as nice.
Spice.
Yeah, girl. You got 2 of the 6. 2 of the 5.
Citric acid, fruit pectin, tartaric acid.
Oh, cheater. Cheater. Take it away, all your commercial corner points.
Oh.
You could have redeemed at the end of the episode. You could have bought yourself an all-expenses-paid trip to fucking, I don't know, Melrose Place. Somewhere fun.
I can't tell you the last time I took a vacation.
Well, you lost your chance. We don't appreciate cheaters here at the Commercial Corner Game Show. Have you ever heard of vegan grapey pond?
What? No. Okay, hold on. No. Hold up. What in this is not vegan?
Hold on. I'm taking a look. Taking a hot look. So, almost always, mustard is vegan. One big exception is honey mustard. Many who follow a plant-based diet prefer to abstain from honey, as it's an animal byproduct, though not all do. The other exception is mustard sauces like those from McDonald's, which have eggs. So, I think maybe,
I mean, Grey Poupon looks vegan from what I can see.
I don't know. Alright, what does Grey Poupon taste like? It has a very nice tart taste that goes well in a variety of foods. This particular blogger likes making my own salad dressing. This is what I use along with olive oil, red wine vinegar, or lemon juice, and salt and pepper. Ooh, I love people that are just trying to change it up, mix it up.
I love like how surprised you are by this.
Surprised by what?
Just like how versatile Grey Poupon is.
It's so verse. There's so much stuff you can do with it. You can smear it on your toast, use it on your caviar crackers. I don't know, what are they called?
Oh my gosh.
Do you know about the pop culture history of Grey Poupon?
No, give me some pop culture history.
There are some very notable movies and television series that Grey Poupon has been featured in. The famous...
Wayne's World,
obviously. Episodes of Married with Children, WWE SmackDown, Family Guy. It's even in the Michael J. Fox movie, The Hard Way. And Futurama, and it's even referenced in an Aerosmith song, Eat the Rich.
Ooh.
And rappers, hip-hop artists, they love to use the word Grey Poupon in their lyrics because it's easy to rhyme with, and it illustrates the status of style, luxury, and class. Ooga.
Yeah.
Ooga. Shout out to T-Pain, using big words like Grey Poupon. I love it. What's your history with Grey Poupon? I feel like you have a rich and luxurious history with the condiments, with the world's greatest condiments.
I don't think I do, really. I've just bought it once in a while when we need Dijon mustard for something.
I don't know, like, you don't have any favorite childhood memories of riding around in your Barbie pink convertible power wheel?
I didn't have a power wheel.
Oh, maybe on your trikey? Maybe on your tricycle?
Okay, I do remember, like, being a kid, you always wanted to, like, roll down the window and look at the car next to you and be like, pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Were you having it in like a fancy wedding and you got to like ride in the back of a limo on the way to a wedding?
No. Nope.
Never?
Never.
You were never in like an aunt's wedding or a cousin's wedding or something?
No, all my aunt's stuff got married like before I was born.
Shit. Well, you know what?
Or if they did get married after I was born, it was a no kids wedding.
Your family liked to throw down, huh? They were having a grand old time. Maybe they were playing fucking wild games with Grey Poupon. Who knows? You know what? Kids don't equal Grey Poupon.
No, they don't.
Any other hot takes on Grey Poupon? Anywhere else we can go? Any other angle we haven't considered?
Okay, I just, like, when we were kids, like, this was, like, I saw this as, like, the ultimate, like, this is when you know you're going to be rich, is you're going to have, like, fancy mustard.
Yeah, fancy-ass mustard. It's not in a squeezable yellow bottle. It's in, like, a glass screw top. Looks like the kind of bottle that baby food would be in.
Yeah, though, to be fair, it does get sold in squeezable bottles now.
What?
Yeah.
How could Grey Poupon do that to their legacy? Oh, my goodness. Well, they're, like, owned by, like, Kraft or something now, so.
Yeah.
You know Kraft, that fucking budget condiment company with their garbage ranch dressing and their garbage other stuff.
What is your deal with not liking
Kraft?
Is it because you're from Massachusetts?
No, it's just their products aren't the best. I don't see, you know, Kraft, the Kraft emblem on something. I'm like, Oh my god, I fucking gotta have those Kraft American singles.
They're not owned by Kraft, honey.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It says right here on their Wikipedia page.
Distributed by International Gourmet Specialties, LLC. P.O. Box 57, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 15235-0057.
I don't know. You better hop your ass over to their Wikipedia page and look at the owner. It says Kraft Heinz.
I'm just looking at the back of the bottle. There's not a single Kraft logo on this either.
I'm on their fucking Wikipedia page.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm on the Kraft Wikipedia page too. And it says, in addition to Kraft and Heinz, over 20 other brands are part of the company's profile, including the Boca Burger, Javelia, Grey Poupon, Oscar Mayer, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Planters, and Waddy's. Waddy's. Yeah.
Why do you think all those recipes are on the Kraft website? Oh, wait, you don't probably go to the Kraft website for recipes.
I don't, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's the last thing? What's the last Kraft recipe that you made that you got off their website, off their hot website, KraftHeinzCompany.com?
Watergate salad.
Whoa. That was on a Kraft site?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me find this. Oh my god. It is. Is it craftwhatscooking.com? Is that what you go to?
Craftfoods.com.
I'm on Canadian Kraft right now. I'm sorry.
Myfoodandfamily.com. Kraft Heinz, our brand.
Shout out to Kraft Heinz.
The last time I made it, I totally forgot the marshmallows.
All right.
I thought I had some, but I didn't.
You have to remind our audience what the Watergate salad is. I don't know if anyone's listened to that hot episode of the podcast. Which episode was it?
It was the That 70 Show Thanksgiving.
All right, go back to our 2019 Thanksgiving That 70 Show episode. Kat just speaks valiantly, very, very welcoming of this recipe. The salad, this Watergate salad, which I've never heard of, does it have anything to do with Richard Nixon? And Woodstein and Bernstein.
So it's a salad from the 70s. So already, you know, it doesn't have lettuce. It is made with.
Wait, why? What? Hold on. Wait, why would a salad from the 70s automatically not have lettuce?
Because it's got a can of crushed pineapple with the juice. You don't drain it. You get a package of the Jell-O pistachio flavored instant pudding, a cup of miniature marshmallows, half a cup of pecans or walnuts, and then 1.5 cups of Cool Whip.
And no lettuce, zero lettuce, not even like a tiny leaflet?
No lettuce.
Before we get into what a Watergate salad tastes like, because it sounds disgusting, why do no salads of the 70s have zero lettuce? Like, what's the deal with... I sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my god, it's not.
What's the deal with no lettuce in salads of the 70s?
This is like peak Jell-O fruit salad type time.
Really? It's like the most like leafless salad period of American history? World history?
Ranch dressing had not hit America full force yet, so, you know.
Alright, let's look this up. Why does 70s salads have no lettuce? Well, I did find 16 salad ideas with no lettuce at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you ready? You ready for the hot 16, the top 16?
Yeah.
Chicken cucumber avocado salad. Yeah, it's exactly what it says.
Oh, that sounds good.
Watermelon and cucumber salad, ooga, served in a watermelon bowl, ooga. Mediterranean farro salad with spiced chickpeas, ooga. I've used with quinoa and or couscous. Crunchy Thai peanut and quinoa salad, cucumber, tomato, and avocado salad. I'd eat that. Citrus, fennel, and avocado salad. I'm thinking avocado is like a mainstay here.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Cantaloupe and mozzarella caprese salad.
I'm sorry, what?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
All right, this one's a mouthful. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Citrus, avocado, quinoa, and blackened salmon salad.
Okay.
Greek panzanella salad with garlic, lemon, vinaigrette.
Okay.
We got six left to go. Six more to go. Mediterranean three bean and quinoa salad. Shout out to quinoa. Another mainstay, along with cantaloupe. Roasted sweet... Hold on, this is a mouthful, too. Roasted sweet potato rainbow salad with lime crema. Crema? What is crema?
It's like sour cream and hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds fucking awful.
Come on.
Vegan pasta salad with chickpeas. Yeah, shout out to chickpeas.
Chickpeas? It's chickpeas.
Just go with it, girl. Just go. Chickpeas are good. I love chickpeas.
Have you roasted them?
Oh, yeah. I'll roast them. I'll fucking grill them. I'll fucking boil them. I'll just eat them out of the can. They're so versatile, Cat Elf said the author.
I used to roast them and eat them and give them to Axton.
Chickpeas roasting on an open fire. That's my favorite Christmas song. This one sounds exciting. You sitting down for this one?
I am.
This is get my favorite kind of corn. Mexican street corn salad with avocado. Ooga.
Nice.
Ooh, how about a three bean salad with three of your favorite beans and some onions, some cukes, and parsley. Shout out to parsley.
I would probably leave out the onions.
Yeah, I'd probably leave out the onions too. All right.
Onions are disgusting unless they're deep fried.
Chipotle sweet potato noodle salad with roasted corn. Ooh, yeah. Ooga. And you ready for the grand finale?
Uh-huh.
Of the top 16 salads that you can make without lettuce. The most 70-est of salads. The most 70-est of salads. Couscous salad with basil vinaigrette. Ooga. Yes, basil vinaigrette. Served in a wooden bowl, maybe with a wooden spoon, to get that authentic 70s taste.
Of course.
To go with your wooden panel walls, your Brady Bunch walls.
You mean like walls like right, like back there?
Yeah. Cat's Brady Bunch walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to our Brady Bunch. Her one Brady Bunch wooden panel wall.
There's two.
All right. Well, it's not a full circle or square or whatever.
No.
Rectangle, however your rooms are shaped. I don't know. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
You're all the way in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Just being a Coloridian. Coloridian?
Okay, so do you want to know what Watergate salad tastes like?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it for the boys.
It's creamy because you have the Cool Whip and the pistachio pudding. And marshmallows, it'll be sweet when you put the marshmallows in. Like I said, I forgot the marshmallows. But it's also, you got the pineapple, so you get that sweetness from that. And then you get the crunch of the nuts.
Ooh, yes, I love a good crunchy nut salad. My fave. I have a question. Can you, let's say you don't like regular white marshmallows. Can you get, like, Lucky Charms marshmallows and get, like, little colorful ones?
I mean, they do make fruit-flavored marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. Or you can get that. Maybe throw in some Peeps.
Ooh, I could have done that. I have Peeps.
Ooh, you can make a Watergate salad Easter salad. Yeah. Hoppy Easter.
I mean, my Watergate salad is a little frozen right now, but it's good.
So what do you just let it thaw on its own? Just like take it out and let it sit? Let it settle on the table?
Yeah, because I have a small fridge, but I have a huge freezer, so.
So you could make this in like March and eat it in like August if you want?
I wouldn't let it sit around for that long.
Oh, well, how long? Like, do you make this all the time? Because I feel like you do this in November for some reason. on our YouTube page.
Yeah, I did make a video for it. And then I just recently made it a couple days ago for the 4th of July.
Ooh, look at you.
Because we ate like, even though it was just me and my boyfriend, we went all out on food that day.
Yeah.
Watergate salad. We had a chopped salad with avocado ranch dressing. We had potato salad. We had corn. We had baked beans. We had onion rings. We had hamburgers.
Was it Mexican street corn?
No, but I was like, that's what we should have made. I was like, darn it.
Too bad we didn't. Maybe you can go back in time. Now that you know about Mexican street corn avocado salad, you can go back in time and make that. Hold on. I got a craft recipe for you. Involving Grey Poupon. You ready for this?
Okay.
Sitting down?
I'm sitting down as best I can.
All right. Grey Poupon, red wine vinaigrette. Ooh, gah. A tangy Dijon mustard that adds great flavor to this easy oil and vinegar dressing for salad greens. Yeah, so let's say it's the 80s now. It's the hot 80s. Things are cool. You're wearing your flip-flops. You want to just be like Don Johnson and have a cool, like, I don't know, 5 o'clock shadow and solve crimes and white beach pants. But when you're done, you want to have a snack. You want to snack on a salad, but it's no longer the 70s, so you got to throw in some salad greens. Here's what you do. Here's what you need. You need two-thirds cup of oil, 2 tablespoons, plus 1.5 teaspoon of Grey Poupon Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons, plus 1.5 teaspoon of Heinz, yeah, it has to be Heinz, red wine vinegar, then 1/8 teaspoon of ground black pepper. You mash it all together, you beat it with a wire whisk until well blended. You cover, you refrigerate that bad boy for a week, so you better plan ahead. You better plan ahead. And then you serve as a dressing, yeah, for tossed green salad. So ooga.
That sounds good.
You can eat lunch and you can have the bad guy captured by 5 o'clock, just in time to trim the 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
It sounds really good.
Yeah, you should do it. Maybe you should do it on the next In the Kitchen with Kat.
We'll see. There's all kinds of recipes to do.
Oh, yeah. Special guest Don Johnson. Maybe get Emilio Estevez. I'm sorry. Maybe he can join you. He could bring his ex-wife, Paula Abdul.
Oh, my goodness.
You could have a musical opening. You could have a musical number on the next kitchen In the Kitchen with Kat. Yeah. Think of the fun times.
Oh, I wish.
It'll be like a 1950s Christmas special with all the celebs. It's like, you hear, hold on. Who's that? Who's that? Oh, it's Joshua Jackson, Emilio Estevez's co-star from The Mighty Ducks. And oh, look, he has a dish with him. What is he bringing with us? And he's like, some Mexican street corn with avocado salad. It's very good. I got it, the idea from the Kraft website. Here's season 2 of Dawson's Creek on DVD with the original theme song intact. Yeah.
Aww.
Who do you have with you here? Oh, I brought along my ex-girlfriend, Diane Kruger, for some reason. I don't know why, but that was the first name that popped in my head. Can't wait. I can't wait to the next classic episode of In the Kitchen with Kat. Probably the best YouTube on all of YouTube, right?
That's why you only get it once in a while.
Yeah, because she's going to book all these hot celebs. They're flying in from all over the place. They're flying in from Cannes, coming in from the Cannes Film Festival. You know, they just watched a really powerful Scorsese, and now they're just going to wrap things up with a nice kitchen in the kitchen with Kat. What do you got?
Cannoli cones from the Kraft website.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Kraft website. All right. You think that's enough? You think we've overstayed our welcome here on Commercial Corner? You got anything to add?
You know, I don't. You know what, though? Maybe mix a little Grey Poupon in with the Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you hear that, JJ? You hear that, Joshua Jackson? Do it often. Do it all the time. You might win Diane Kruger back. Power couple. Couple of the millennium. Do we do a where can you follow us or like your hair?
No, I don't think so. If you're paying for this, you know where to follow us.
You know what? Tell your friends. How about that?
Just share us. Tell your friends. Tell them about these two crazy Gen Zennials.
Gen Zennials? Is that what we are now?
I don't even know. We're Gen X to some things and millennials to others.
We're like the long weekend between Gen X and millennial.
Yeah.
Like the hot long weekend. Like your parents dropped you off. When they came back to pick you up, you're a millennial. And they're like, what happened to you? You changed. You changed over the weekend.
We got the internet.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
we have chat rooms.
All right. Yeah, tell a friend. How about tell 5 friends? Because you know what? You're going to tell 5 friends.
One will actually click the link.
Tell people who you think will actually click the link. You know, if you have a friend that's super into House Sitter, if you have a friend that's super into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Police Academy,
mm-hmm,
or Grey Poupon for some weird reason, tell them, because they're going to be the ones. They're going to be the ones who will click it or ticket. That's all I got to say.
Okay, I think we're cut out. You're cut off now. I think we're good.
All right, as always, girl, as always.
Bye.
Watch the skies for the plane coming back from Cannes to Colorado Springs, carrying Joshua Jackson and Diane Kruger, who were recently reunited, according to TMZ. They really weren't, but just go with it.
I'm like, dude, do you even know what's up?